A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow of Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, Naaman is going to miss out on his healing. He's going to forsake the miracle. He would die the terrible death of a leper. Why? Why? Because in his own words, "I thought that God would surely come out here and do something different." Because God wasn't acting the way he thought God should act. He had already had it all figured out. "Gosh, I'm looking for this miracle. This is how it's going to play out." And what happens when it doesn't play out the way he thinks it should play out? He gets angry. He walks off. "You know what? I'm done with this." It's almost laughable until we realize, oh my gosh, that's the way I do things all the time. Right? I say a certain prayer. I'm asking for a healing or a miracle. And we don't realize it, but we typically work it out in our mind the way we think it should play out. You know, okay, I'm asking for this. This is what God should do. And when he doesn't do what we think he should do, we get frustrated, we get despondent, we get angry. Oh my gosh, you know, he never listens to me, he never hears me. We don't know why God wanted to play out in this way, but there's probably 1,000 reasons. Maybe there was someone at the Jordan that day who God wanted to see the miracle because it would transform their lives. Maybe that's what was necessary for Naaman to come to the point where he could say, "Now I know that there is no God on earth except the God of Israel." And it's the same for us. When we ask for certain intentions, God's going to answer it in his way and time because his plan is so much grander than we could ever imagine. But if we just write him off when he doesn't do what we think he should do, we're going to miss out on all the graces. I remember praying with a guy one time, and he was seeking a certain freedom, a certain growth in his spiritual life. And as we're praying together, we just invite God into the conversation, into the prayer session. And as we're praying, he starts to receive answers interiorly. You know, we would ask God a question and he would give a response. And as we're praying more and more, all of a sudden the guy just kind of goes silent. I said, are you hearing anything? Are you getting anything? He stopped telling me the answers that he was getting because he didn't think God could possibly say the things that he was receiving. I said, "Well, why don't you think God would talk in that way?" "Well, because he's saying things that are so beautiful, if I told you, I would start to cry." Because God was answering in the way that he most needed for the deepest healing of his heart. And he didn't possibly think God could love him that much, or that he was worthy to hear God speak to him. My brothers and sisters, let's not confine God. Let's not box him in our narrow understanding of things. His ways are not our ways. Let's allow him to be God.